Hey, Special Chronicles listeners, this is Daniel Smukowski, founder of Special Chronicles. And before we begin this week's episode, I have some exciting news for you all. We are launching a Patreon. You're probably wondering, what is a Patreon? Well, let me tell you. It's a simple way for you to give a little and get a little something from this pod. Please visit patreon.com/specialchronicles and become a member starting at $5 per month or $10, $20, or $40 a month. And you get access exclusive bonus content, our Patreon pre-show, our Special Chronicles Plus podcast, and to help support this podcast. Plus, we'll even in the future offer some other digital goodies, like maybe even a one-hour podcasting call or with me or who knows. And so make sure to go to Patreon to please visit patreon.com/specialchronicles. And now on to today's episode of the Special Chronicles podcast.
This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles podcast. My name is Daniel Smukowski. I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Southern Survivor Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics. A website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream my archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And I follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, we're so excited to welcome she's a fellow Special Olympics Illinois athlete leader, and she and her father are fresh back from a dream ride event down under in Australia. And so they are coming on the program this week to talk about the recent international travels to the Dream Ride Australia event. Please put your virtual hands together as we welcome Amanda, Mark, and Chris on the Special Chronicles podcast. Welcome, Amanda, Chris, and Mark.
Good morning, Daniel.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
It's good to have you all on the program. And I know I just put you all... You all both on, and this intro was a little bit longer, but that's because we're launching something new this week on the podcast. But we're going to go ahead and, Mark, we'll put you backstage and we'll bring you on in the next segment when we dive more into Yo and Amanda's experiences and recapping your adventures at the Dreamwide event in Australia. And so... And I've got a little insight into somebody who may have helped with your travels. But I'll let you guys know when we get into the next segment. little inside scoop that I'm going to, anyway, so I'm in the seats for that. And so Amanda and Chris, why don't we begin and have Amanda, tell us what disability you were diagnosed with, and then Chris, share with us a little bit from a mother's perspective, because if it wasn't for you, Amanda wouldn't be here. Without getting too graphic, we'll try to keep it G-rated. But with that, Amanda, tell us what disability you were diagnosed with, and then Chris, go into both story.
So the disability that I have is an autism spectrum disorder, high functioning. Yeah, it's kind of an umbrella disorder diagnosis that we got with Amanda. She actually had made a great entrance into the world. We just noticed early on in her milestones that she was constantly at the end of the curve and consistently at the end of that spectrum of achieving things. And we had really no clue what was going on. And so then we started the journey to pursue, you know, just what that diagnosis was. Now we're talking, Amanda's 34, and we started that about 32 years ago. So the official diagnosis back then was PDD-NOS, which we felt was just a garbage can term for, they just really didn't have enough information about what little hole the doctors wanted, you know, to kind of like plug her into. And that's just not really important now in retrospect. Looking back, what was important is knowing what are we dealing with, how do we get, you know, services, those sorts of things. So just to kind of figure out like how to create a successful future for Amanda.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's now go into Amanda, share with us first, before we get into the focus, both on this podcast, focus of Special Olympics is on our joys and accomplishments. But before we get to that, I think we should let our listeners know and kind of set a foundation for our listeners. Can you share with us, Amanda, what are some of the challenges because of your autism, because of your intellectual disability?
So basically, one of the challenges like that I have is communication. So, and it's really hard to kind of communicate to people, like, let's just say, like, to people who are like mostly close to me. So like, or my employer, or like any other person that might like be not aware of people that have a communication disorder.
Awesome. Did you want to add, Chris, and then I'll.
So some of the challenges. I mean, her diagnosis early on wasn't even completely like a diagnosis of autism spectrum. That kind of came later as we kept digging. Initially, it was severely, profoundly, mentally impaired and cognitively delayed. And we really got stuck on that word delay, because when I think of delay, I think of like going on an airplane or something, and there's a delay, and you're eventually going to get on that plane, you're going to get to your destination, kind of a thing. So as a new young mom, that was really a challenge. She was diagnosed with low muscle tone. We were told that she would never talk more than two word utterances. Don't even do the speech and language therapy. That's all part of a lot of her speeches when she's out in the community. Like, just none of that stuff would really help. So we just kind of kept pursuing, you know, in a different space, not because we were in utter grief, shock, and denial. It was like we knew something was going on. Just what is it? So we could just start tackling it. So the challenges, a lot of the challenges really were communication, but more so with the doctors and providers, just what was going on here. And you know what, that's really got a lot to do with the DSM-IV and, you know, 30 some years ago versus, you know, the opportunities that, parents have today to be able to help their children when they're first getting diagnosed with things. But in her early years, it was a lot of, therapy, a lot of speech and language therapy. We did it anyways. Don't tell us no, right? So we did it anyways. Yeah. How could that hurt? Amanda loved it because she thought somebody was coming to the house to play with her. So, you know.
That's exactly right.
And we did all the sports. She did she did tennis and all these things.
We'll get into this in just a few moments, but briefly comment on Amanda, something that you said that I can relate to with the developmental delays that I was diagnosed with, and that how you said that you struggled with communication. And a quote often when I'm out speaking, whether it's locally in our own state of Illinois, or whether it's nationally or internationally as a Southern Survival Global Messenger alum, something that I often tell people is communication, and this is actually even in the first If you go on to specialolympics.org and look under Southern Tribal Global Messengers, you can find my bio. And something in the first paragraph speaks to what you said, Amanda, is, and I often tell people when I go out and speak, is that communication is my biggest struggle, but it's also my biggest passion. So a lot of Olympic staff have highlighted that, that taking your challenges and then bringing your passion kind of out of that. And that's I'm going to use that as a jumping off point for you, Amanda, as we take our challenges and bring our joys and accomplishments from our challenges, and share with us what are some of the joys and accomplishments because of your disability. I'm sure both of you and your dad, and I'm sure all of our, for the past 15 years, all of our podcast, all the listeners of this podcast probably know what my joys and accomplishments are. But for you, Amanda, what are some of the joys and accomplishments because of your disability?
Well, one of the major accomplishments in 2015, I was crowned Illinois Miss Amazing. And then I went down to the 2015 national pageant in Los Angeles, where the World Games were at. And so I had an athlete friend qualified to go down to nationals in the rhythmic gymnastics. Sorry, I don't remember. So yeah, pretty much it was a really wonderful opportunity to just kind of volunteer at the World Games and just kind of get a on-set experience meeting celebrities and just meeting new friends down in Los Angeles.
Awesome. Awesome. Speaking of Los Angeles, I was also there producing a daily podcast during those World Games. I think that was probably the first World Games that I attended. But Chris, did you want to comment on, from your perspective, your mother, of seeing Amanda, be involved with Miss Amazing and seeing her whole joys and accomplishments because of her disability?
Every milestone we celebrate, like it's a baby, like the baby's first words and stuff. Everything Amanda does that's a first, whether it was like the Miss Amazing thing or her talent actually at that event, was giving a speech. And it was just great because it was an ugly cry moment, because it was one of those things that took us back all those years ago, people telling us she'd never talk or do these things. And so that was just really a great example, I guess. It's just a miracle that Amanda has gotten all these opportunities. And now she's using her voice, to go out, and Special Olympics gives her that opportunity, the platforms, whether it's here or the speeches in the community, or gosh, the letter conference, the international conference back in the fall. There were 1,300 people at that conference, and Amanda, you knocked it out of the ballpark. And she didn't seem, we did have to do a lot of rehearsing, the spur of the moment kind of impulse conversations might be a little bit trickier because, Amanda's got a million scripts in her head, and she's great at being able to pick out which script might go socially in the right situation, right? But then it might not necessarily be what she needs at the moment. She's got to really sit and think and write it out, and goes through a huge process. But it's just amazing. So those are the joys, just constantly seeing, even like now, these opportunities to get out there and let the world hear her voice.
Awesome. Awesome. And speaking to that, Amanda, I have to share with you and a comment from one of my Global Messenger mentors / our Director of Athlete Leadership and Families here in Special Olympics, Illinois, Karen Merrigan. Hopefully, as she listens to this podcast, to this episode, hopefully she's okay with This is going to be the last time that anybody's going to want to tell me anything on the phone. I do know how to not say stuff on air, but I have to share with you something, Amanda, that Karen told me. Because I updated her about you and your parents being on this podcast, and something that Karen said is that you do a great job with interviews and giving speeches and so that Karen has a lot of confidence in your ability to, whether you're doing a podcast interview like you're doing now or you're giving a speech. So just thought I'd share.
Karen actually was a judge at the 2015 Miss Amazing event. And she actually, and I know this is coming later probably, but Amanda got started in athlete leadership, and she was a judge and she invited Amanda. And then the story kind of goes from there.
That's a perfect transition. Before we've been talking about the joys and accomplishments, and of course, I'm sure athlete leadership is going to be pretty obvious, but let's do what they call a flashback. A lot of times in movies or TV, you might see a flash. So let's now flashback Amanda to how you first got involved in this movement, in the Special Olympics movement. You share with us from your perspective, and then Chris, you can comment from a mother's perspective. But what Amanda, how did you first get started? How did you first begin in the Special Olympics movement?
So when I got involved with the Special Olympics movement, like I started like at the age of 12. And when we found Special Olympics, I thought was a really good opportunity to get involved in like sports, leadership, all the other things that, you know, most people have a hard time like getting involved, like social interactions with a lot of other peers and stuff.
Awesome. And Chris, did you want to comment on your perspective of what it was like to see Amanda in those early days
Amanda did great in regular ed sports until about middle school. And then things got a little bit trickier, a little bit harder, because you have to process faster. You had to move faster. And so we heard about Special Olympics, and we weren't quite sure just yet. But for us, we've always been very community oriented and very much volunteers in the community between church and school and just whatever, you know, hits our heart. And so for us, it was just a great opportunity to look at Special Olympics as a volunteer. So it started with the volunteer opportunities. And then once Amanda could visually see just what she would say yes or no to, then it was like a, you know, resounding heck yes, you know, and literally got in the swimming pool. And the first time she got a gold medal, it was another ugly cry, not because she got gold. Oh my gosh, I still get goosebumps. It's because everybody was cheering for her in the whole, you know, auditorium, you know, everybody was rooting for her to get that gold. And that feeling of acceptance and inclusion in the community coming together, it just opened up more doors than we ever thought possible.
Awesome. I'm envisioning right now some questions that our listeners might have. And for those of you listening in, if you are watching the live stream right now on our YouTube or Facebook, drop your comments or questions for Amanda and Chris and Milk in the comments, or you can email, you can drop us an email, feedback@specialchronicles.com, or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook. And if you become a Patreon member, we've got a private chat that you can drop us your comments there as well, or send us a message. And so a couple of those questions, Amanda, that I thought that our listeners might have is when did you get involved as an athlete in Special Olympics? Like what year, how many years ago is that? And then everybody's favorite question to ask is, what sports that you compete in?
Oh, so yeah, that was an easy one. So the sports I basically compete in are like swimming, bocce, bowling, golf, and now snowshoeing, because my friend Ben Blumon, who lives here in the development in Mill Creek, and he got me involved with snowshoeing, and his dad is a very good coach. And bowling is a great sport because you're learning hand-eye coordination. You're learning like your physical activity. Golf, you're outside a lot when it's nice out. But and swimming, you're basically like in the pool, whether if you're at Del Nor or the team practices. So, or like if you're at a meet or whatever, and then everybody just kind of like cheers you on in general.
Awesome. And then when did you first get involved as an athlete?
When I was at the age of 12, like what my mom said, like when it was so hard, like from middle school, I started finding Special Olympics and what they offer. So I started getting way a little more and more and more involved. So pretty much at the age of 12.
Awesome. Let's now transition to athlete leadership. But we done a little bit, but now Amanda and Chris, you can comment as well. How did you first get involved in athlete leadership? Because as we all know, in the Special Olympics movement, it starts for all of us, you, me, and the millions and millions of Special Olympics athletes across the globe. It starts on the sports field, and then it goes we develop skills because of the athlete leadership program that goes beyond sport. And so how did you get involved in athlete leadership?
So when I got involved, like that, it was like after the Miss Amazing pageant experience. So pretty much in 2015, that is like after like I got crowned Illinois Miss Amazing, went down to nationals, but didn't get the national title, but it is what it is. But because you got a lot of people that compete for that. But so I started getting involved with athlete leadership, and that has been a really cool opportunity to just get in front of people and just tell your side of the story, and just like being an athlete spokesperson and just being a role model for other people in the community, and just being that type of person, like, ooh, I want to have that like role model thing that, you know, where people can look up to you.
Awesome. And Chris, did you want to comment on Amanda's involvement
her timing was really good. Like right after that, the event, the Miss Amazing event, Karen had invited her to apply for the Athlete Leadership Academy. And that conference happened pretty close in relationship to these other events. So Amanda did that, the workshop. At that time, everything was all in person. And now we have a nice combination of both in person and with the Zooms, which is just phenomenal, because as a parent, from my perspective, it looks like an ongoing curriculum that you might get at maybe a junior college or something like that. So like the sports or the speech, how to give a speech, how to write a speech, social media, how to navigate a lot of the things like in the social world. So it's just, again, just opened up so many doors for Amanda, but not just for her, but for Mark and I and for the rest of our family, because you can't help but want to get involved and be a part of this team because just like when your children are little and they're on the playground and in your early years of school, you know, you're the PTO mom because your kids are in school. Why would you not want to be involved in the Special Olympics? There's so many great things, like you said, go above and beyond the field, then get into the leadership and these other opportunities that happen, and just being able to form these relationships and opportunities in the community that transcended jobs and volunteer opportunities and the speaking opportunities and the traveling opportunities. So the friendships, the relationships, the community aspect. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. 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 Well, hopefully you guys all hear some background music that is slowly fading up. We're going to go on and take a short break. When we come back, we will get in and bring on Amanda, your dad, Mel, and we'll get into all the 411 on the Dreamwide event down under in Australia. And I put a little note in the private chat for all three of you. Take a look at. I found that missing third segment. That third segment was missing, but I found it somewhere in all the notes that I have. We'll be right back right here on SpecialChronicles.com with Amanda and her dad, Mel. Coming up, this episode is supposed. Let me see if I can save this sponsor. Break. Support for Special Chronicles comes from listeners like you. Please support this podcast to operate our studio and pay our monthly website, podcast, and video recording studio hosting. You can either make a one-time gift at specialchronicles.com/give, or you can visit patreon.com/specialchronicles. That's patreon.com/specialchronicles. And if you donate on a monthly basis, $5, $10, $20, or $40 a month, whichever level that you want, if you donate on the monthly, a monthly pledge, then we have some bonus features that you will have exclusive access to. So please make a gift of thanks today. And we thank you for your generous support. How did I do? Was that short? I hope it was.
You did good.
That was fine.
I hope. I'm trying to cut down those sponsor breaks to 10 minutes. I know that's what my dad has always been saying. Cut this down. I don't know. Hopefully. But with that, hey, it's when you're the host, you get to make the executive decision on how the podcast is run.
You make all the rules, right?
I know. Even though you've got a business manager and a team, they can't wait to fire you, right? If you're the founder, right?
I don't think. True that.
Yeah, right there. There we go. So see. With that, we're glad to have you on now, Malk. Now this is the point of the episode where, before we in that third segment, we're going to get into the highlights of your adventures and your trip to Australia. But first, we'll give our listeners, like I'm sure some of our listeners, a few years ago, we had on an athlete in New York had wrote a blog, a blog post on, if you go on to specialchronicles.com/blog, she wrote about her experience attending the Dreamwide event in Australia. But I'm sure we've got a lot of new listeners who this is the first time hearing about it. And to introduce this segment, I wanted to kind of share with both of you. As you both know, being one of the first full original Special Olympics athletes to work at United Airlines, and along with United being a global partner of Special Olympics, we've got connections within the airline to offer tips. And so one of the staff at Special Olympics, you can probably guess who it is, but I'm not going to say, had reached out to me with a question about your travel journey. And it was more related to the your connection in LAX and how you guys could access the United Club and all that. And honestly, I didn't know, I didn't have the answer, but I knew my original manager, who was at the headquarters of United Airlines, I knew that he would know the answer. And so I had I dropped him an email, who reached out to the staff that we know, who then was able to help you guys. So we were able to help you guys travel. But let's first share with us, Malk and Amanda, first, what is the Dream Ride event, and then how did you both learn about this Dream Ride event?
Well, go ahead, Amanda. You can go.
Okay. So basically, the Dream Ride event is like the world's largest classic car show based in Connecticut. So it was a really cool, opportunity to just go out to Connecticut, and based on like, you know, having like experiences like riding in the cars and just like looking at all the cars. So we have a CEO, his name is Michael Bizzuto, that really had his dream and visioning the Dream Ride.
So on the heels of that, so it was very interesting in 2021, and COVID was just kind of, it was still there. And Amanda and I were invited out to Connecticut to personally get to attend the Dream Ride, not really understanding what it was all about, but it was with classic cars from different vendors out there out east. They probably had different people all around. But anyway, in 2021, we were invited out. We had arrived at the Hartford Airport, and we were on the escalator going down to meet our hosts. And immediately they told us that there was a hurricane coming in and that we would have to exit the area Sunday morning. So immediately Karen was able to make arrangements for us to get an earlier flight. So that being said, that didn't disrupt anything. So we carried on. We went to our hotel. We went out to the polo grounds. And I myself had never seen a polo match, and that was phenomenal. So we got to see that, and that was like the highlight of the evening. And then, you know, then they had different events throughout, carnival activities. They had all kinds of different things. So Friday night, Saturday morning, they entertained us by being able to do, like, Amanda was a bocce participant. She was able to do bocce. It wasn't a contest. It wasn't for an award or anything, but it was just an activity. They had fishing. They had swimming. They had mini all golf. Kinds of things. And they had golf, I mean, in a different venue. Anyway, so that was just to kind of fill the day. And then what they did is they paired the athletes up with people there, and they did their ride around, I think it was a 15-mile ride. I don't really know. Anyway, then they brought them back. Very, very nice red carpet experience into the tent, you know, and carried on with the festivities. Sunday morning, we got up and had to get our stuff together, and we were out. We got the last flight out of that airport at 8 a.m., and they shut the airport down. Now, on the heels of that, and that was that trip. It was very nice. On the heels of that, in 2022, because they felt that we were slighted. We didn't get the full experience. So they invited us out again for another weekend, the same weekend the following year. Phenomenal experience. I mean, it was everything else. And they culminate the festivities with a motorcycle charity ride at the end on Sunday. And I'll bet there could have been 1,000 motorcycles, and they were just, you know, they did the very same thing as they didn't incorporate the athletes on the motorcycles. These are just riders. And it's just great. It was just, I mean, it makes chills, gives you chills to see what, what the motorcycle people can do for our community. You know, they're very, very generous all the way around. So that, and then with Michael Pizzuto, he's the most charitable, just an honest individual. For not knowing who he was until then, you know, I mean, I couldn't imagine a nicer person. It's just very, very generous to our population. You know, it's just, and he does everything for Connecticut. Amanda was given special opportunities the first year to light the torch on the opening. That was a surprise. We didn't know that. I think that was something that was brewed up. Karen did that with one of the directors out there, and not knowing that until we got off the bus at the fields in 2021 out there, that they said, we have a special treat for you, and took Amanda and gave her the roles. And again, she stepped up without any rehearsal, not knowing anything, and did a great job.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm going to loop in some comments that we have from our private chat. The tie in, Amanda and then Mark, share with us why you wanted to participate in the Dreamride event, and then the mission of Dreamride. So it's kind of a twofold question, and to kind of tie in with the mission, the comment in the private chat is related to unified opportunities. It seems like this event really spotlighted the unified opportunities that that anybody has from participated in Special Olympics, in participated in this movement, in all the events that we have, in particular with Dreamride. So, why did you both want to participate? And then, what's the mission of Dreamride? And maybe to tie in the unified opportunities.
So basically the mission of the whole Dreamride event is it's provided by the Hometown Foundation. And so their mission is to raise money and have promote programs, and the foundation is like charitable animal welfare, like animal adoptions and emergency response, and just kind of helping like with the military and people that have major illnesses like cancer or anything that the Hometown Foundation really does. It's like part of the whole, you know, thing that, you know, what Dreamride does. And that's how, like, the Hometown Foundation we raise money, like, for that entire weekend. Like, we raised, like, over, like, $3 million plus. And that goes back to the Hometown Foundation. And they promote programs, you know, to all those, you know, to all those people and to, you know, animals and you name it.
It's awesome. There. And Mark, did you want to share your perspective of why you wanted to join Amanda in this?
Fun fact. So when this became a vision and a reality, you know, I like cars. And so when this invitation became about, Chris, my wife, had said, this is a daddy-daughter thing. You need to do that. And I couldn't be more humbled than to actually spend time with Amanda, you know, as a one-on-one, and just, you know, she knows how I operate. I, you know, it's different when you're with your family versus when you're just alone. I know Chris has had that opportunity, you know, it's like, as a father, you do it, you do, you don't, you know, I mean, it's just, there's words that are there. It's just, it's great to be a father of a participant, you know, to be able to see the smile on her face, and to see the smile on every individual's face, no matter how severe their disability is. There are just, those smiles are endless. And I love being able to see that vision, and then to see people out there that how generous they really are, you know, with the Hometown Foundation, just to be, you know, what he does. He supports his community, you know, and with the money raised, he brings, turns that around and he gives it back. He doesn't keep it for himself. He gives that back. And the amount of money that's raised in a single weekend is just phenomenal. It's unreal. And I just like being a part of that, you know, just seeing everything that's out there and how and what he funds and, you know, what the community does.
Awesome. I'm going to try to read through some of the comments to kind of add on to what you guys said. And again, it's hard for me to look at this chat because my microphone is blocking the chat. But when you've got a big microphone, for those of you listening to the audio podcast, go check out the full video episode on our YouTube. Again, specialchronicles.com. Click on watch. To find out how to watch the episode. But broad ranges to meet community needs. DreamWide is a signature event, and then it's about inclusion and acceptance. For the sake of time, I'm going to quickly kind of move on. How long was the trip? How long was the event, and then how long was the trip? And how many Special Olympics athletes participated? How many Special Olympics programs participated across the globe?
So are you, I think you're referring to the Australia ride?
Yes, the Australia ride.
So the Australia ride, Amanda and I were the only two from Illinois. There was a total of 9 athletes in the U.S. There was an athlete from Ireland that joined us. And I'll tell you what, I mean, as far as you had asked earlier about the United, they were great. You know, I mean, we got our connection made. We got to enjoy the United Club at O'Hare and LA, both LA on both sides. Anyway, it was just United did a phenomenal job. I'm glad we had that opportunity because you needed time. You know, we were in LA for probably 5 hours. And so that having that opportunity to be in the United Club, that was great. You know, it just gives you time to relax. And then going down, picking up our bag at baggage claim, they were just so great. They kept our bag for us. You know, they were just great. They were very accommodating, very nice. So we walked from terminal 4 to terminal 7, I'm sorry, to terminal 3 to the international. And not really, I've never been at the LA airport before, so didn't really know how it was laid out, but they were very helpful, told me how to navigate, you know, go outside because that's a faster walk than going inside. So they didn't hold back. So, and then arriving at the international counter, again, you know, they had, as soon as you produced your passport, then bam, they had everything for you, told us where to go, checked our bag, done. We walked up there, and prior to the ride or prior to us leaving, they had given us red shirts that basically signified our group. So not knowing anyone else, you didn't know how you're going to connect. Because nobody else was from Illinois. We did a Zoom call, but, you know, that doesn't really do anything for you. You didn't make plans. We got to the gate at the international before our departure. We were there probably 2 or 3 hours prior. But Amanda was like a trooper. I mean, she went right up to total strangers, total other athletes, and just they embraced. And just, I mean, it was an instant bond to who she was. You know, and it was cool just to see. And it kind of goes back to showing us as parents that she shows no fear. I mean, she can get up and speak in front of, it doesn't matter if it's 1,500 people or whether it's just going to meet a new total stranger that you don't know. That was a great experience. That was just the beginning. And not knowing what you're going to get, you know, yeah, we had a nice plane ride. I couldn't talk more fondly of the airline. It was just a great experience, just phenomenal. Down. And I was like, okay, they prepared us. They said, you know, get your rest, because when we hit the ground, it's going to be daytime. And it's kind of hard to fathom. What's daytime? What's that mean? Well, and it was, we got down and it was daytime. It was a day later, you know, so it was fun. And we hit the ground running, and it was a nonstop experience from the day we hit.
Awesome. We're going to dive into more of the, your adventures, both of your adventures, in the next segment. First, I want to briefly comment on a few things. One is that the instant bond that you said that Amanda, you had when you guys connected with the other athletes across the globe. And that's another thing that I can relate to, being a Southern Tribe of Global Messenger. Back 5 years ago when we had a training in Washington, D.C., or when we were at the World Games in Abu Dhabi, or the World Games in Berlin, or the athlete leadership training that we went to in Dublin, any a number of those, I was able to bond and connect with my fellow global messengers within 5 days, within 1 week. We bonded like a family. And I think that speaks, Mark, to what both from Amanda's experience, from my experience, when we connect with other athletes with similar challenges across the globe in this movement. That's what Special Olympics, I think, brings out in all of us.
Absolutely.
And then another brief comment. You had mentioned the United Airlines. I want to, and again, I, as an employer, as they are an employer, I am kind of paid to say this, but the United app that I want to kind of briefly mention for all of you, and actually this actually kind of goes into a sponsor break. So we're going to combine our two sponsor breaks. But we're just going to mention this now. But in the United app, they've got there's a new feature called Live Activities that you can, on the lock screen on your phone, you can get a countdown of when you're boarding and where your gate is. There's also a terminal guide and an airport map that looks just like it looks just like Google Maps, and it'll tell you from where you are to where your gate is, like every step of the way. So I want to make that quick plug, and we'll with that we will take a break. That's a good break to mention that support for Special Chronicles comes from United Airlines Bridge Disability Business Resource Group, connecting people of all abilities. Learn more on United's commitment to disability inclusion for employment and travel at specialchronicles.com/united. That's specialchronicles.com/united. And when we come back from this break, we'll get into that missing third segment. You know how I told you at the top of the episode that we didn't have a third segment? Well, I found that third segment. And so we'll get into both of you. We'll have you kind of – both of you give us a monologue and recap your adventures from the Dreamride event in Australia where you guys both went down under. So we'll get to that after this final sponsor break right here on specialchronicles.com. So we'll continue with Amanda and her dad, Melk. The support for Special Chronicles comes from ComEd Energy Force Ambassador Program, the country's first energy and solar efficiency education program designed for and taught by people with disabilities. Learn more at specialchronicles.com/ComEd. That's specialchronicles.com/ComEd. And what are we doing? Oh, I had to put on that little radio voice there for that ad read. With that, Amanda and Chris, this third segment before we get to that final segment and wrap up. But first, and we've got a little, you guys probably saw in the chat, I did add a little fun little thing at the end. Because this episode is dropping. Well, I'll let you know after. But first, I thought you guys gave us a good overview in the last segment of the Dreamwide event in Australia. But now I thought you guys could both give us a monologue. And again, we'll maybe we'll try to keep this monologue brief to like you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. So it'll have to be a brief highlight. But just some of share with our listeners a few of the highlights of some of your adventures from the Dreamwide event in Australia.
So one of the things that we did is on one day, like when we first got to Australia, we actually dropped our bags, like checked into our hotel and everything, and then we were out and about and everything. So, and that was the first day. We took a tour over at the Sydney Opera House, and wow, that was awesome. I really, really enjoyed it a lot, and I would definitely would love to go back. And and just by seeing it, I mean, just by seeing the outside is like really cool, and then the history on it. And then the other thing was like there was a like dinner cruise at night, so that was also on the first day. And then we did like a cooking class, a flash mob dance, and everything. So you name it, it was actually really incredible.
So awesome. Saying that, you know, it's like, and I hate to interrupt you, Daniel, but anyway, yes, it was often, it was all great. I mean, from the opera house to the cruise that night, and then getting to do their, it was interesting. Sydney's just got a lot to offer. We only touched the surface of it. And then for them to be able, and I could have too, but I didn't, but the surfing, yeah, at Bondi Beach, that was just, you know, that was extremely phenomenal. I mean, and the company that was there, they took personal attention, you know, to each, it didn't matter your disability or if you could or could not, they showed you, gave you the techniques and how to surf. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, the different, the nights that we had, you know, as a group, we got the, you know, the dinners, but I'll tell you what, I think the best part, one of the best parts, is all best, but anyway, going to the wildlife park in Adelaide, that was top notch. And being able to not know what a can, you know, this, I mean, you see kangaroos, I mean, you see them, you know, if you watch TV, but to get to see them up front, you know, up, you know, where they, you hold your hand out with, you know, with the little feed, and they hold your hand with their front paws, and they nibble away, and that's really, that's kind of put the chill down you, you know, just to see that was cool. And then just to, for Amanda got to, you know, they, everybody got the opportunity to, with the koala bear, you know, again, you know, it's like they did a great, the wildlife park did a great job. Everything was just, you just don't know what you're going to see until you see it. The dream ride itself on Sunday, that was great. That was, they told us in the Zoom, it's not like the dream ride in Connecticut. It's a one day affair. They didn't hold back. You know, they did everything great. Michael was there. You know, the Romanos, you know, they're good friends, and they both have, Michael's got the IGAs back on the East Coast. The Romanos, they have it in Australia. That's where actually when Amanda did her cooking class, that was one of his restaurants, and it was just happened to be around the corner from our hotel. And you would never know what this is. Like I said, Sydney has so much to offer. We just barely touched it. You'd never know if there was a grocery store, and you call it Down Under. It was Down Under, you know, it was Down Under. It was in a basement of a building, you know, who would have thought, you know, and you go down the escalator and then one, you know, you walk down and there's a grocery store, you know, produce and all kinds of groceries. And then over on the other side was a sit down restaurant, and they did lunches and stuff, and they closed that night early for us because for all the athletes to be able to cook their pizza and to make their pasta, and we got to enjoy their makings. And that was just that was just cool. That was just to die for. I mean, fantastic.
Awesome. 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 Well, for the sake of time, we're going to quickly move on to our final segment. This is the point where we have social media plugs. And because we have listeners not only here locally within our own state of Illinois, but we have listeners across the country and across the globe. So for those of you listening, if you want to know, you've heard Manda and Malk and Umam Quiz talk about Special Olympics. If you want to connect with your own Special Olympics program, visit specialolympics.org. That's specialolympics.org. And you can find out your local program to get involved. We'll put a link in the show notes to a page where you can put in your city or zip code, I think, or city, and find your local Special Olympics program to get involved in. So we'll make sure to put that link in the show notes. And did Amanda and Chris, did you have? Do you guys have any social media plugs that you want or to mention on how listeners can follow you guys on social media?
So I would say, like, the main social media page that we're, like, mostly on is Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. So we'll make sure to put that link in show notes. And maybe you guys want me to put for this. So this episode is dropping on April 1st. Which is April Fool's Day, and so we thought of a fun little your mom wanted mentioning the Soyo family page. We'll make sure to include that link to the Special Olympics Illinois family page. The international capitals has any families information, we'll try to put that those links in the show notes. There's a joke that okay we have. So you guys want me to bring on your mom for this final Amanda should bring your mom back?
Absolutely.
She's
back.
There she is.
There we go.
I'm like down at the very lowest part of the house.
In a virtual studio. She was really down under in the bottom of the studio.
You get to that last piece, I think in like what the notes that you sent us, like what it's really all about, what we have found out from the Hometown Foundation is that it's just the same mission as we have here in Special Olympics about just embracing the community, the inclusion piece and relationships. And it's just about continually building the whole family experience. So we really appreciate it. I appreciated having 10 mom days. I gave that back to Special Olympics and went down to the spring games. It's just an incredible opportunity. We'd have zero social life if we didn't have Special Olympics. I always say that's kind of my tagline, but that's true.
Awesome. And with that, I know Chris, you came up with a joke that's in the chat, but before we get to that, Malk, did you have any like a dad joke that we could also say that we can conclude on?
Nothing like putting me on the spot.
Okay, I'll let you think of that as
dad joke, huh?
as Chris says, I know it's, but it is. This episode is dropping on April Fool's Day, so I thought, well, it should be fit into to wrap up the episode with that. So I'll let you kind of think of that. Amanda, is there a joke that you have? Or
well, I mean, I can't think of any jokes, but you know, honestly, I thought the whole thing was an incredible experience.
Awesome. Okay. So of that, so before we get to that dad joke and Chris, before we get to your joke, do you guys have any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles podcast? Because for those of you listening, we are going to get to that dad joke and Chris, your joke, but we're going to get to that at the very after that final question. So before that, do all three of you, Amanda, Chris, Mark, have any final thoughts on your overall time here today on the Special Chronicles?
Thank you so much for having us.
You know, Daniel, it's phenomenal. It's what you do. You know, what you do is just totally top notch.
Yep.
And, you know, yes, we've seen what you've done before, and to be a part of it, it just makes us feel special.
I want to tag into that, and I agree with that. And I remember several years ago when Amanda started her leadership, athlete leadership opportunities, and I'm continually amazed and impressed of all the things that you teach us. And, you know, kind of goes to the last, not the joke yet, but what you said about inclusion, because inclusion is a huge part of Amanda's stories and her speeches. It's really about embracing each other, which Soil does so well, and all the partnerships, whether it's United or, the Bazudos, the Hometown Foundation, the law enforcement, Torchmen, we have made so many incredible relationships. So it's about acceptance. It's automatically given. It's not earned. It's given. And we fill all of each other's gaps with our individualized gifts, which everybody has a gift. And so the whole Dream Ride is just really cool, because there was a songwriter and musician early on in Amanda's journey. His name is Jerry Mills. Going to give him a plug. And he has his own disability. And his song is like, "Don't doubt the dreamer, it will never come true." So it all ties in nice with the Dream Ride, because we don't doubt the dream. And for us, Special Olympics really is the ultimate Dream Ride. It truly, really is.
Awesome. There's, I am trying to keep, I've heard of Jerry Mills, and I am trying to do a quick search on my, and it is not,
look on our Facebook friend page. He's one of our Facebook friends.
Oh, awesome. I'll have to look it up. There's a song, let's see, Otis. Maybe I can just do a search. I've heard of him, my producer is involved with the Williams Syndrome Association, and she there was a song that Jerry Mills wrote called "Come Join Us," I think it's called, and I am trying to.
He'd be another amazing person to bring on. He's got an incredible story, so impactful.
Yeah. Also, if you guys know how to get me in touch with him, I can. I'll give you my producer's email, and then that will probably be the better shot. I am not finding it now, and honestly, YouTube would not like us playing copyrighted music. So let's just go ahead. And wait till we can have him on.
You bet. He's amazing. He made a huge impact on us early on in life, and it's truly made our life so much better, and been able to accept all the things we've had to learn to accept over the years, and jump on the whole Dream Ride with Special Olympics and the Hometown Foundation. So
awesome. Yeah, great. And before we so Chris, you kind of already answered that final question, but before Amanda, we have you and your dad Mark answer that question. We've got a bumble, so let's go ahead and roll that bumble. Let's go ahead and raise the audio levels. let's go ahead and roll that bumble now.
We're not just athletes.
We are the ambassadors of an uprising, peaceful protesters
in a rebellion against anyone
who has a fear of
difference.
Our demands are
equality,
dignity,
and the recognition of our
shared humanity.
We will not stop
or accept anything less.
Today, our world is
more divided than ever,
and coming together has never been more urgent.
The revolution is inclusion.
Find out more at jointherevolution.org.
Ever since I attended the Special Olympics World Games in 2019 in Abu Dhabi, I've been asking all of us one final question. Chris, you kind of already answered this, so this is more for Amanda, you and your dad, Mark, to answer this. And I think you guys talked a little bit about it in talking about your adventures at the Dream Ride event in Australia. But as you know, the inclusion revolution is a big message within our Special Olympics movement. Inclusion is important here at Special Chronicles as well. So I'll conclude with both you and Amanda, you and your dad, Mark, to answer, what does inclusion mean to you?
So basically, it's just embracing each other, and it's actually we don't really doubt our dreams at all. So basically, just inclusion, just including people, and basically people being made aware in the community that we're here as a family, as a community, just by embracing each other, embracing the friendships. And if people like you, it's a broad range of having your friendship circles, like wide. And that's what makes it a heart.
So to be inclusion, what it means to me, you know, and actually those whole segments kind of focused on it, the dream ride, you know, as being able to, doesn't matter whether it was the national, whether it was the one in Connecticut or the international down in Australia, we met people that are lifelong friends, and it doesn't matter where they're from. And that's part in my heart. That's what inclusion is all about, to meet people, to be accepted by total strangers, and there'll be lifelong friends. You know, that they're not your next door neighbor friend. They're just lifelong friends. They're acquaintances. And it's an experience that we got, and I'm humbled.
Awesome. And with that, this, as we said, this episode is dropping on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So it's a day of jokes. And I think on the other side, just outside the studio, I think I hear somebody. You guys hear that? Knocking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Knocking?
Knocking. That knock, I think it means there's a knock-knock joke that somebody on in the studio has.
Yeah, I got one. Okay. Well, because of Amanda, we had to join the family leadership team, and actually our Molly even joined the Special Olympic Young Professional Board. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Karen Milligan, family director with Special Olympics Illinois, and she wants you to join the Special Olympics Illinois movement. So reach out to any one of us on our Facebook page, on the Special Olympics Illinois page, on the Special Olympic family page, and come be a volunteer, a fan, a family leader. Just come watch our amazing athletes, and if you want to, you can drop a coin in the coin jar for us too. We can use every and any support.
I don't know if that deserves an applause from the audience, but maybe after Mark's dad joke, maybe that will. So let's before we get to your dad joke, I'm gonna go ahead and just say just our final reminder plugs, because we're gonna end the episode on that. Just a few plugs. As you heard at the top of the episode, I know it was an hour and 8 minutes ago, but we are launching this week a Patreon, and all of you listening are probably wondering, what is a Patreon? Well, let me tell you, it's simple. It's a simple way for you to give a little and get a little something from this pod. Please visit patreon.com/specialchronicles. And become a member starting at $5 a month, or you can give $10 a month, or $20, or $40 a month, and you'll access exclusive bonus content, our Patreon pre-show. If you want to hear kind of how the behind the scenes of what it took to get Amanda and Chris and Mel on this episode, if you are going to see that, is if you listen to those, become a member of our Patreon at either $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 or $40 a month. That's the only way that you can see that Patreon pre-show, as well as our Special Chronicles Plus podcast, which is our behind the scenes podcast that we will be giving you behind the scenes access into the making of this podcast. And you also know that you get to help support this podcast and give a voice to people with disabilities like Amanda and myself and the many other people that are sharing those stories on this podcast. And once again, please visit Special Chronicles. Patreon.com/Special Chronicles. And you can, if you want to make a one-time gift, specialchronicles.com/give. But the only people that have access to the bonus features is if you donate on our Patreon. You can shop on Moch Store. In the pre-show, Amanda said she liked this Disabled Voices Matter. If you want to grab a hoodie like the one I'm wearing, or a t-shirt, or a coffee mug, or a candle, candles, I know, yeah, who would have thunk it? You can shop on Moch Store and know that 60% of the profits will go back to Special Chronicles. And you can visit specialchronicles.com/shop or just click on shop now at specialchronicles.com. And podcast, new episodes drop every week, every Monday. A new episode drops on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, specialchronicles.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up this month, we've got some exciting episodes. Becoming a Health Messenger, two episodes related to that. We've got the Special Olympics Athlete Community Impact Correspondent at the WWE is coming on the program, as well as at the end of the month, you guys talked about United Airlines. Well, we have Linda Jojo, the Chief Customer Officer at United Airlines, is coming on this podcast and our Unified at Work series. So you do not want to miss that and much more episodes. So tap that follow button right now and make sure to leave us 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And with that, Melk, I think it's about time for that dad joke. Hopefully you came up with one.
I sure hope you weren't holding your breath because, you know, I'm not as witty as my wife. I can't, you know.
I don't know about that. Okay, so Mark, yes. what would Dave Breen say he wants everybody to do in July?
Come sail with us.
Come sail away.
That's right.
Royal Caribbean is a new sponsor, and we have a special cruise coming up. So again, check the Facebook pages. It's all over out there. We've got a really fun family cruise. It's open to everybody. So special discounts, events, parties, and Dave Breen will be joining all of us. So come sail away.
Awesome. So
That's no joke either.
Did you have one, or should we just go ahead and play the outro?
I think just go ahead and play the outro.
Okay. There we go. So if you're listening have a dad joke, you can leave it in the comments on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, or just email feedback at specialchronicles.com. And we can share that on an upcoming episode. With that, thank you again, Amanda, Augusta, Amanda, Chris, and Melk. Profito talking all about the Dreamwide event and how you got involved in Special Olympics, Amanda. Thank you all. I know it's been oval and hour and 13 minutes, but thank you for coming on.
Thank you for giving everybody a voice.
Yes.
You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, Daniel.
Thank you. And until then, you guys for those of you listening, have a happy Easter and spring, and we'll see you next week right here on the Special Chronicles podcast on specialchronicles.com. And until then, maybe we can all say choose to include together. And until then, choose to include. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles podcast. Our podcast was produced by Daniel Smukowski on the Special Chronicles Network. Follow Special Chronicles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Subscribe, rate, and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our website, specialchronicles.com, where you can stream our archives of over 500 episodes for absolutely for free. Also, there's a list of our favorites, original series, award-winning columns, and blogs. And sign up for our newsletter to receive exclusive bonus content delivered to your inbox. Again, specialchronicles.com. Special Chronicles is hosted by Podbean Podcast Hosting. Live streams are powered by StreamYard. Thanks, as always, to our business manager, Adam Smukowski, who always encourages us to never give up. I'm Daniel Smukowski, back next week with more stories.
Special Chronicles. Giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.